This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You're not one of those people that really believes in Jesus, are you? Well, you're not one of those radical people that actually believes the Word of God. Please don't tell me you're one of those people. And you know the routine, you know the drill that people will put you through as a believer in Jesus Christ. And Paul says, be on your guard, be vigilant. Be vigilant, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage and be strong. I misunderstood this verse for years. I thought to be a person of courage and of strength meant that I had to draw on my strength and my courage, and I had to gear up my courage so that I could be brave for the Lord. That's not what it means. You can be brave as a believer in Jesus Christ because the Holy Spirit of God will give you a bravery that you never dreamed about. And the Lord will give you a boldness of spirit that you never knew you could possess. And then it's a reminder to you, it's not your boldness and it's not your strength or courage. It's the Lord's courage and strength that He manifests to you and through you. This may be a newsflash for somebody, but you don't have what it takes, and neither do I, to be bold, brave, and courageous for the cause of Christ. But the Holy Spirit does. You don't have what it takes. I don't have what it takes, but the Lord God Almighty does. I'm going to focus the rest of my time on verse 14 that says, do everything in love. Do everything in love. What would happen today if every husband said today, starting today, I'm going to do everything I do in love? Radically change the way he looks at his wife and children. What would happen if a wife and mother, single parent, said, starting today, I'm going to do everything in love? What does that mean? Everything you do is based on a love for the Lord and a love for people, rather than I'm not doing this for recognition. I'm not doing that to see what applause I get, what kind of acclamation I get for this. I'm doing this in love for Jesus Christ and for people. Some of you need to hear this sentence. It's a long one, but I'm going to give it to you twice. People may not remember anything you do, but they will remember that you loved or you didn't. People may not remember anything you do, your whole life, but they will remember that you loved or you didn't love. Do you realize that someday people are going to remember you as a man or woman of love or a man or woman with a lack of love? And it's not something in between. It's one way or the other. Decide today you're going to be remembered as a man who loved his family, who loved people, and most of all, who loved Jesus Christ. Decide today you're going to be a woman who's remembered as a person who said, you know, I don't remember a lot of things she did, but I remember that she loved God and she loved people. During this series, you've heard me quote Dr. Kenneth Chafin quite a bit. Ken Chafin was a minister, became a professor at a seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, and then went back into the ministry in Houston, Texas. So he was kind of in and out of the ministry, located ministry. And I want you to listen to what he writes, a powerful paragraph. He said, recently I said goodbye to a congregation I had served for more than a decade. With these people I had shared life with all its variety of experiences, joy, sadness, anger, forgiveness, praise, prayer, work, and play. At the end of the last service of worship, I looked at those who were there, and I was seeking some appropriate last word to say to these people. It was my last time with them. There were so many words that would have been appropriate, but because of the deep emotions of the hour, I found it almost impossible to speak. I choked up. All I could finally say was, you people know of my love. You people know of my love. That summed it up.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.